When Arsène Lupin questioned him in regard to the length of his sojourn in France, he turned the conversation into its proper channel by saying, "That depends on you, monsieur."
"Oh!" exclaimed Lupin, laughing. "If it depends on me, you can return to England tonight."
"That is a little too soon, but I expect to return in the course of 8 or 9 days, 10 at the outside."
"Are you in such a hurry?"
"I have many cases to attend to, such as the robbery of the Anglo-Chinese Bank, the abduction of Lady Eccleston. But don't you think, Monsieur Lupin, that I can finish my business in Paris within a week?"
"Certainly, if you confine your efforts to the case of the Blue Diamond. It is, moreover, the length of time that I require to make preparations for my safety in case the solution of that affair should give you certain dangerous advantages over me."
"And yet," said the Englishman, "I expect to close the business in 8 or 10 days."
"And arrest me on the 11th, perhaps?"
"No, the 10th is my limit." Lupin shook his head thoughtfully, as he said,
"That will be difficult, very difficult."
"Difficult, perhaps, but possible, therefore certain."
"Absolutely certain,"
said Watson, as if he had clearly worked out the long series of operations which would conduct his collaborator to the desired result. "Of course," said Sherlock Holmes. "I do not hold all the trump cards, as these cases are already several months old, and I lack certain information and clues upon which I am accustomed to base my investigations."
"Such as spots of mud and cigarette ashes," said Watson, with an air of importance.
"In addition to the remarkable conclusions formed by Monsieur Ganimard, I have obtained all the articles written on the subject, and have formed a few deductions of my own."
"Some ideas which were suggested to us by analysis or hypothesis," added Watson sententiously. "I wish to inquire," said Arsène Lupin, in that deferential tone which he employed in speaking to Holmes, "would I be indiscreet if I were to ask you what opinion you have formed about the case?"
Arsène Lupin versus Sherlock Holmes, originally released as Arsène Lupin versus Herlock Sholmes by Maurice Leblanc, translated from the French by George Moorhead, 1910. Publisher's note: the author, Maurice Leblanc, originally had his gentleman burglar face off against the inestimable Sherlock Holmes. Due to copyright issues, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle requested LeBlanc to modify the name of the famous detective. Now that the copyright of Sherlock Holmes has long since expired, we are pleased to present this book in the way the author originally intended. And so the name of Sherlock Holmes will appear instead of Herlock Sholmes, and Watson will take the place of Wilson. Again, this is simply done in an effort to honor the author's original intentions. Chapter 1. Lottery Ticket Number 514. On the 8th day of last December, Monsieur Gerbois, professor of mathematics at the College of Versailles, while rummaging in an old curiosity shop, unearthed a small mahogany writing desk, which pleased him very much on account of the multiplicity of its drawers.
"Just the thing for Suzanne's birthday present," thought he.
And as he always tried to furnish some simple pleasures for his daughter, consistent with his modest income, he inquired the price, and after some keen bargaining, purchased it for 65 francs. As he was giving his address to the shopkeeper, a young man, dressed with elegance and taste, who had been exploring the stock of antiques, caught sight of the writing desk, and immediately inquired its price.
"It is sold," replied the shopkeeper.